What's up, everybody? This is the Alpha Dog, AJ Laster, and welcome to a very special edition of the Anything Goes podcast. I want to thank my sponsor, Anchor, who is, like I said, sponsoring this episode and many other episodes that I have recorded, because without them, this show wouldn't be possible. And of course, I want to apologize to my listeners who have been waiting for another episode. I have been dealing with work. I've been working my ass off trying to make money to cope with these trying times. And I've also been dealing with some personal family issues that pretty much actually has to do with the way the world is being ran nowadays. Now, also, before I say this, I want you to know that this is going to be a very, very serious episode, and it's very personal, not to me, but pretty much for anyone. So if I contradict myself, like I always say, I really don't give a damn, because honestly, anything goes, and pretty much, I'm throwing the rules out the window. Now, with that being said, tonight's episode, as I said, it's very personal, it's very controversial, and it's very dark. And it's about what happened last week. A man named George Floyd, who, by the way, this episode is dedicated to the man's wife, kids, and living family members who had to witness the man be subjected to an unlawful arrest all over the owner of the store, believing that he was about to commit check fraud. This episode is pretty much about how far is too far, and why would you take that extra step just to make your point? Well, the answer to that question is, nobody knows how far it goes. Thing is, I watched the video of what happened to George Floyd and the police officer. I already know his first name is Daniel, so I'm just going to call him Daniel the douchebag. And three other officers were arrested, were actually there when he was being, when George Floyd was being detained. And Daniel the douchebag is the man you see in the video with his knee in the back of Mr. Floyd's neck. Now, you can obviously hear in the video, the man is obviously telling the police officers he can't breathe. Yeah, I know how that is, because I have asthma. I don't like people bending on me or kneeling on me for very long, and I can't breathe myself. But what happened to George Floyd, I believe, and this is my personal opinion, was a disgusting abuse of power. This man, Daniel, like I said, I'm calling him Daniel the douchebag, took the law into his own hands, believing that he was doing the right thing, and drove his knee into the neck of this man who obviously didn't do anything wrong. And you really think for a second, if you think for a second, when someone tells you they can't breathe, don't you respond to them in a certain way? Do you tell them to shut up and do as they're told? Or do you act like a decent human being and actually try to help the man? As I read online, I found out that this man was on his stomach and in handcuffs with this douchebag's knee in the back of his neck for nearly almost 9 minutes. And then an additional 2 minutes, the dude was already out. The guy was already out. And he just didn't care. The cop didn't care. All he cared about was trying to save his fucking job. Now, I actually found out earlier today that Daniel the douchebag and the three officers who apparently helped him were all kicked off the Minneapolis Police Department, the police force. Daniel the douchebag was actually charged with second-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter for the death of George Floyd, because an autopsy came back that he died of asphyxiation, meaning he was being strangled, meaning he had something on him that was causing him to lose his breath. And of course, the other three dick waffles are actually going to prison along with him for aiding and abetting, for not letting anybody help this man. So pretty much, these three assholes are going to prison for pretty much helping their fellow officer kill a man. And my message is this: to Daniel the douchebag and your little fucking cronies, I hope you enjoy prison food, because you're going to be enjoying it for a long, long time, unless some of George Floyd's associates, or people who claim to associate with him in prison, who believe that you did wrong, I hope they do to you what you did to him. Or hell, I hope they do much worse. And I hope you make sure they put you in solitary to keep you away from them. Because if they don't, you're fucked. Or better yet, I should say, prison is too good for you. I say, the ends justify the means. Now, I don't support killing people. But like I said, this episode is going to be a little controversial. But, be honest with you, George Floyd didn't deserve to die like that. And if somebody ever gets their hands on these four men, I swear, they're going to wish for death when somebody gets their hands on them. But, you know, and of course, all of this stuff, because at first they let the man go out on bail, which sparked a riot full of destruction and looting. All because a cop put his knee in the back of this man's neck and asphyxiated him. You fucking idiots really want to destroy your own fucking hometown because you feel like this man was wronged? I actually agree with you. George Floyd was wronged. He was wrongly killed and he didn't deserve to die. And I'm pretty sure he was a good man. Hell, I even believe that he was actually doing good before all this bullshit happened, and I do believe that it was a race thing. That I believe George Floyd was killed because he was black. But he was supposedly to be arrested because the man who owned the store in the video thought that Mr. Floyd was going to write a bad check, that he was about to perform check fraud, when in reality, he wasn't. It was just a misunderstanding, and the cops in the video that you've seen obviously took that as an opportunity to do something they believe they can get away with. Nah. And now, we got riots. We got protests that are getting out of control. Hell, even one of my good friends who lives out in Arkansas actually organized a peaceful protest, for Black Lives Matter. Now that is how you do a protest. What these other idiots are doing, I believe that if you're stupid enough to get in the middle of the fucking road, in the middle of a fucking freeway, just to protest a man's wrongful death, don't be surprised if some angry trucker or some person who is stressed out from work or stressed out that they're going to lose their fucking jobs runs your ass over. Hell, I even read online that a man actually pulled this off. That a man actually ran over a protester for blocking his way. He was arrested, but then he was let go and all charges were dropped. And I hate to say this, but I do believe we are on the verge of another race war. But this time, the race war is actually going to have the same sides, black and white, African American and Caucasian, and the Chinese taking on the American justice system, believing that the world, that our country's leaders are doing them wrong. Now, back in my very first episode, I actually said that there is no getting back to normal, and I believe that this is proving my point. The world can't get back to normal. After the pandemic started and they started issuing out curfews, people were going to start protesting this. They were going to start going against what people believe is right. Now, me, I don't believe that this curfew is going to last long. No, not at all. But believe me, the longer the curfew lasts and people have to be stuck in their homes late at night with people that they love but also can't fucking stand, it's going to kill them. And they're going to end up killing each other. And I got to say, if you want to kill each other, don't. It's not worth it. If you want to loot and rob stores that are actually making money, don't do it. Because if the cops find you, no matter if they're a good cop or a bad cop, if a cop finds you and realizes that you were one of the millions of people looting these stores, your ass is going to jail your ass is going right to fucking jail. Or if you're a teenager, your ass is going to juvie until you graduate into the legal system. And then you're legal to actually go to fucking prison. Now, like I say, there is no getting back to normal. You fucking idiots want to destroy cities, burn down fucking buildings. I watched a video of this fucking restaurant on fucking fire. All because these people were upset because of a man died. Because they believe their justice system has failed them. Yes, the justice system has failed us. Hell, I'll even go as far as say as the fucking president has failed us. Has failed his country because all he cares about is his fucking tweets. If he really cared about the American people, he wouldn't be tweeting out shit. Now I'm only knowing part of the tweet saying when the looting begins, the shooting begins. Hell, they're already getting the fucking National Guard out to make sure people stay in their homes, to make sure people don't pull off the shit in Minneapolis or in New York or in fucking Los Angeles. And now, this friend of mine, she lives out in Arkansas. She is a mother herself. And she actually helped organize a Black Lives Matter protest, which was a peaceful protest. Now, like I said a moment ago, that's how you do a fucking protest. Not like these other fucking idiots who are protesting the fucking outside the fucking White House. If you don't, pretty much it's, if you don't get your way, you're going to start destroying shit. Don't destroy your hometown because you believe your country has failed you. Also, you know, I've been seeing posts about these Black Lives Matter fake shit. I don't know if it's real or not. Of these groups saying that because of George Floyd's death, they're going to start breaking into rural areas, breaking into homes and killing white families. So that way we can see how it feels to lose a loved one to something like this. Like I said, we're about to be on the verge of another race war, and I believe we don't need it. You racist motherfuckers are the reason I am ashamed to call myself a redneck boy or a country boy. I grew up in the fucking country. I grew up in Mississippi. And most people coincide the South with a bunch of gap-tooth retarded hicks who don't know any better. Or inbred racist fucks. Which most of us are not. Some of us actually make something ourselves. We make money for ourselves to make a living. I have two kids, and I love them very much. If a person tries to break into my fucking house while I'm home, you best believe I got a gun and I will not hesitate to pull it out on them, because nobody's going to break into my house and threaten my family. And that's how most Americans are nowadays. You want to come? Then I say bring it. Better yet, because I don't want to start shit. I say, take your ass back to fucking school. Take your ass back to your little privileged upbringings, back to your fucking privileged lives, and get the fuck over it. And like I said, all because a man got a knee to the back of the neck and he asphyxiated for nearly 9 minutes, 8 minutes and 35 seconds, which I may believe I'm wrong there, but I really don't care. I'm actually going to be on a roll with this. I understand it's an outrage. I understand that people don't care about you. There are people who care about you, no matter if you were raised by the streets or not. But people believe what they want to believe. They believe, oh, that person did me wrong. I'm never going to trust another person again. That's your choice. Me, I forgive and forget. I don't hold a grudge. Not anymore. I used to hold grudges, but then I realized holding a grudge doesn't mean jack shit. Because holding a grudge means you're losing people who you used to trust. And believe me, it's hard to trust people nowadays with everything that's going on. I'm not the kind of person to bitch. I don't like to bitch. I used to be a person who bitched a lot. But if you want to bitch about the way your life is going, nobody's telling you to go get a better life. Your life may suck because you got a dead-end job. Work your ass off and try to find a better job with better pay. You want a better car? Make money and earn it. You want a better house? Make money and earn it. You want a better life for your family? Make money and earn it. Don't go online and bitch about it. Now, thing is, I believe that all lives matter. Black, white, Asian, hell, I even believe the many other colors matter. I believe all lives matter. Sorry about that. I believe that if you're going to act the way you are, then most people will get their just desserts. Most people would. Most people actually get away with something after they do something bad. But me, I believe if you do good, you will receive good. If you do bad, you'll receive bad. When this man died, when George Floyd died, that's when you gotta realize who's good and who's bad. The cops in the video were not good cops. Including the Asian officer who was trying to keep these citizens who were trying to help George away. You see the man about to pass out. And you want to prevent other people from helping him? You guys, you officers, you four officers are monsters. Any officer who doesn't do the right thing are monsters. And the officers who do the right thing, they're saints. Anybody who does the right thing are saints. But it doesn't take one good deed to make you a saint. You got to do a lot of good to get good back. But if you do bad, if you do disgusting, despicable things your entire life, and I'm going to make a joke and I'm quoting a movie here, you'll come back as a, you could be reincarnated as a worm, or a slug, or a fucking butt plug, or a fucking anal bead that's been up a hairy man's ass. But my thing is, that's a question you gotta ask yourself. Do you want to be an anal bead up another man's ass? Or do you want to be a soaring eagle? Do you want to be Vin Diesel when you get reincarnated? And I know right now, George Floyd's looking down and noticing this. He's probably not looking at me, listening to me saying these things. But I wish he would. I hope he would. Because I believe what these people are doing in his name is wrong. Don't protest in the name of a man who lost his life over some monsters who believed they were doing right. Don't listen to people who say all white people are evil. Not all white people are evil. Well, maybe President Trump's evil, but that hasn't been fact-checked yet. That all rich people are evil. That hasn't been fact-checked yet. Because there are rich people who donate their fucking money to charities and organizations just like Black Lives Matter. So where's the evil in rich people? I know there's evil people in the United States government, because most people, either you're Republican or Democrat, I choose not to say which one I am because I am neither. You never know which side is evil. Some say Republicans are evil, that Democrats are evil. I don't give a damn. Evil is evil. Hell, I even read online that this man's brother, George Floyd's own brother, has said that this is not what his brother would want. That this is not what George would want. George would not want to be remembered as a martyr. He was not a fucking martyr. He was a victim. When I say how far is too far, what I'm saying is, how far would you go to make things right? And how far would you go towards the wrong side of the law? And of course, to the good people, I say, how far would you go to save somebody's life? How far would you go to make sure that your loved one who was wrongfully killed is remembered? Would you do a remembrance? Or would you join a bunch of radical left-wing assholes who believe that looting and rioting is a part of a fucking protest? The choice is yours. Because I'm not your fucking daddy. I'm not your fucking mama. Everybody's got a fucking choice. And it's more than obvious that these fucking cops chose wrong. And now they're going to rot in prison for the rest of their fucking lives. And I hope that when they get to hell, that the devil sticks a pitchfork up every single one of their asses. Like I am earlier, I said I watched the video. Yes, I watched the entire videos of someone who caught the entire moment on video. It sickened me. It disgusted me. Watching people who are supposed to upend the law, uphold the law, do something so disgusting and despicable. Hell, even Daniel the douchebag's fucking wife is divorcing his ass. Which I say good, because she deserves better than an African-American killing S.O.B. Now, a lot of people who listen to this will not like what I say. And like I said in the past, I really don't care. My opinion is my opinion. This is my stage. This is my format. The only way I'll be able to get stuff out. Protest all you want. It's not going to get you anywhere. Unless you're doing it for the right cause. And all you little idiots out there destroying your town. How are you going to feel when nothing is accomplished and you are forced to clean up your mess? They say everyone has a voice. Well, this is mine. You want to destroy your hometown? You want to destroy major cities and stores that people built with their own two fucking hands? Don't look shocked on Judgment Day when God sends you straight to hell? And yes, I'm talking about the ones who are out there throwing trash cans and breaking windows with sticks and bars, going into stores and robbing, stealing every fucking thing, stealing cash registers, trying to steal the fucking money, burning establishments down. Hell, I even read about a bunch of protesters burning down a man's fucking restaurant that he put his entire life savings into. Now, how would you feel if that happened to you? I probably bet you'd be pissed. Probably think that these rioters and looters should pay for what they did. And I believe you're right if you answered that, if you chose that answer. Because what these little animals are doing, yes, I'm calling them animals, is believing that destroying their hometown is the right thing, because they believe that the American justice system has failed them. And of course, I shouldn't be just talking about the protesters either. I should be talking about the police officers out there who are out there in their fucking SWAT gear with their fucking vests and their fucking helmets and their fucking batons and their fucking plexiglass shields, forcing people into their fucking homes, trying to force these people back, trying to get these people to go home. You don't need that, but of course they probably do, because if they tried to do it without the fucking armor, they would get attacked. Because I saw a cop actually trying to subdue one of the protesters, and a whole gang of them just jumped his ass. So what? Maybe live with lethal, non-lethal force is needed. No bullets. Of course, hugs ain't gonna work, because nothing is going to get through these men and women's minds. Hell. But of course, the police don't have to use excessive force when it comes to their fucking protesting, when they're against the protesting. When I was scrolling through videos on the Facebook Watch, I actually saw a police officer pepper spray what looked like a 10-year-old girl right in the eyes. What in the hell is wrong with these people? Why the hell would you bring your fucking child to a goddamn protest when you know the fucking cops are going to do this shit? I would never, if I were a protester, I would never bring my children to anything like that. Hell, there's even people being arrested for no fucking reason, like the CNN reporter, Omar Jimenez. Him and one of his cameramen were arrested because they thought they were fucking protesters. Fucking idiots. You guys are... Everyone who is in the middle of these fucking rage-filled protests are nothing but a bunch of fucking idiots who think that they're right, knowing damn well that they're probably not. And of course, to the officer who pepper sprayed that little girl, I wish somebody would do it to you. You do it to my little girl, I'm going to punch you right in the fucking face. I would find you, hunt you down, and knock you right the fuck out. That is, if it was me. But it wasn't me. It was somebody else's little girl. What kind of parent brings their kid to a fucking protest? You're fucking stupid. I really am at a loss for words because normally, I'm normally not this full of anger. But in my honest opinion, and you're going to be hearing that phrase a lot, if you're stupid enough to bring your fucking kid to a protest and let them get pepper sprayed, you probably shouldn't be a fucking parent at all. These protests and looting and rioting has gone on for over a week now. Ever since the death of George Floyd, they have done nothing but rioted and destroyed everything. This is not what our founding fathers wanted. This is not the kind of protesting that Martin Luther King Jr. died for. He didn't die that way his I Have a Dream speech would become a fucking afterthought. Taking down statues of Confederate soldiers, burning down buildings, robbing buildings. Hell, there's a fucking Walmart that I know of that actually barricaded their fucking store to prevent these little assholes from breaking into their fucking store and stealing their shit. Now, wherever the hell that Walmart is, you guys were fucking smart. And I applaud you for that. Now, usually, when I get to this point, I want to give a final thought. But in this case, I don't think I should. Because I have to say, with the way things are going, this country needs a reality check. Well, certain states in this country need a fucking reality check. Because if you think by protesting and destroying other people's property is the right thing, then I suggest you take a look in the mirror, because you are going to be a part of the fucking problem. Everyone who gets involved in the protests and the looting and the destruction of towns and protesting in the middle of fucking freeways, you are a part of the fucking problem. Act like fucking adults. Get fucking jobs. Go to work. And if you think protesting something as small as a man's death, the fucking assholes are going to rot in prison for the rest of their lives. Most people believe these motherfuckers deserve death. And to be honest with you, yeah, I do believe they also deserve death. But they're going to be in prison for the rest of their fucking lives. Or however long they're going to be in there. Because once they get out, they can't go back to normal. Just like we're not going back to normal. All because this innocent man was brutally murdered in front of a bunch of people. In front of his fellow citizens. Do y'all really care that this man died for no damn reason? Or did you just want a reason? Did you just want somebody to fucking die? To be a reason for you to start destroying shit? You guys are, anybody who listens to me and agrees with me or doesn't agree with me, just know, like I said, anything goes. And I want the four cocksuckers who were involved in this to know, I'll see you in hell. I hope you burn. And of course, what else can I say about the protesters? Get a fucking life. Get a fucking life. Or if you already have a life, go back to it. Because if you don't go back to your lives, then what's the fucking point of all of this anyway? There's people who want to live the American dream, want to relive American history, and then there's the ones who want to fucking destroy it because they think it's racially insensitive. And that's the problem with America. You want the violence to end, so you solve it with more violence? The biggest hypocrite of them all is the one who says they won't do it again. And my honest opinion, people who say they won't do it again often do it again. And I could tell you this, there's going to be more deaths just like at the protests. People die at these protests or these riots. All because nobody can trust anybody anymore. If you can't trust anybody, you can't trust yourself, who can you trust? Because nobody trusts President Trump anymore. Nobody trusts our governors and our senators anymore. Nobody even trusts the police force anymore. But of course, like I say, all lives matter. It's not just about one race. We are all one race because we all bleed the same damn color. We all bleed red. We are not different. Just because we were raised in different areas, different neighborhoods, during different times does not make us any different. With a little motivation, I can just say this. It's time to end all this racial hate. All the racial slurs need to stop. The world actually needs to come together before the other fucking countries see how we're acting and try to fucking kill us. Because it's because of you fucking idiots out there who are rioting, looting, breaking into people's houses. Or, well, y'all haven't done that yet. Breaking into people's stores. You gotta understand, these other fucking countries can see that shit. And they'll see that as a sign of fucking weakness. And if you don't see that, well, I hope you enjoy it when they start to invade and kill the ones you love. And you wonder why your protest never solved anything. We all bleed red. We're all the same. We're not different. There are some people who walk down the wrong path. And then there are those who believe that they're doing good. And those are the ones who walk down the wrong path. You are the problem. Nobody else is. With that being said, I want to thank you for listening to this episode of the Anything Goes podcast. Like I said, this episode is dedicated to the memory of George Floyd, Rest in peace, rest in life, rest in power, my brother. And to anyone who's listening, thank you. As always, I will see you in the next episode, whenever that'll be. Peace out.